migration is actually and could be, if we work at it, beneficial for the countries of origin that sends migrants. Countries of destination also can benefit from that. So in line with this, this website, www.ghanaiandiaspora.com, is actually a website which is dedicated to engaging the Ghanaians, whose numbers are estimated to be 3 million strong outside Ghana.
You say that there are about 3 million Ghanaians outside of their country. Where are they concentrated?
Most of them actually are concentrated in America, both South and North America, but mainly Northern America. And then the second place has been the United Kingdom. They are also scattered in many, many other countries. Recently, they have actually started to emerge with sizable groups of Ghanaian migration in Eastern Europe and as far as China and other countries in Africa.
So what does the website provide to Ghanaians going to this website to get information?
Well, this is a one-stop shop for all diaspora-related information. The Ghanaian who live in London, for example, if he wants to catch up on the developments in their country, they can go to this website, not only knowing the political and economic development, but they may know about the job opportunities, where they can fit in. Actually, the Ghanaian government is exerting a lot of effort to accommodate the migrants outside. And you may know that the current Ghanaian tourism minister, Mr. Obetsebi Laptey, is really working hard to bring the African family back together, as he said. So this is a way of facilitating this communication between the original country and the diaspora. And many of them, because of the emotional attachment to their country, they would like to help, but they don't know. After living in diaspora, some of them for 20 years, even more, they don't know what is going on. So this website actually will be a very good tool for them to know whatever they want to know.
Now, is there any role that the Ghanaian diaspora is playing in the development of Ghana right now, from what you know?
Yes, immensely. As I said, because of the deliberate efforts by the Ghanaian government, actually in the world there are only 26 countries which actually have either a full ministry or department within the Foreign Affairs Ministry which cares for diaspora, for their migrants. Ghana is one of them. So you can see how they look at this and actually has started to benefit. The estimates is that the Ghanaians send back home over $1 billion a year in remittances. Actually, you can compare Ghana to countries which have developed their diaspora very well, like the Philippines and Bangladesh, who earn between $5 billion to $6 billion a year, which is more than the foreign direct investment in those countries. So Ghana one day will reach that level because of the deliberate efforts of the countries.
Now, as you know, of course, there are push factors or pull factors that make people leave their countries. Is there anything that is being done now to ensure that there are pull factors in Ghana for some of the diaspora who may want to return home to help in the development of Ghana?
Yes, this is a very good question, actually. The factors in the 70s, 80s, probably Africa was politically very unstable, you could say. Democracy and political stability was one of the factors. This factor, I'm happy to say that, is receding at the moment. We can see that many countries in Africa now have started to follow democratic patterns. This is not an easy issue, but they are on that road. Now, the main factor of people wanting to migrate nowadays in Africa is lack of opportunities, lack of jobs, lack of livelihood. That is the main reason. And this will take time because the economic war is harder than the liberation war or political liberation. So it will take time. But in many, many countries in Africa, if you follow the events there, even on an economic side, a lot of countries have liberalized their economies and now they are on the right path.
And of course, Ghana is one of the countries that are known for their stability right now on the African continent and doing quite well economically also.
Yes, but having said that, it's a long way to go. This is not an easy fix. It has a long way to go, but in everything, when you start well, let's hope that nothing will intervene or interfere to derail the right path that Ghana and many African countries indeed are taking at the moment.